The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hey, you wrestling fans out there. Do you know who I am? I'm the Mountie, and you're watching Perched on the Top Rope right now.
I'm the Mountie. I'm handsome, I'm brave, I'm strong. I'm the Mountie, and I enforce the law. You can try to run, but you can never hide. The Mountie always gets his man.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, from Daily DDT, the Sportster, the Richest, and Sports Kita. I am Lee Walker, and as you can see from this image, or if you're listening to this podcast, right now I have an image up involving Jacques Rougeau, Hulk Hogan, George St. Pierre, and Adam Copeland. And I'm sure you're wondering to yourself, well, what do those four have in common? Well, I mean, three are Canadian, one's American, but all four loved in Canada and, in retrospect, loved around the world. So, this is actually really cool. The four of them have partnered with Player One Amusement and have a prize drop arcade where you can win a championship belt. You heard me correctly. You can win a championship belt. And the footage that you are about to see comes courtesy of Jacques Rougeau, showing off all four cabinets and even the championship belts. The belts are really cool, but I'm going to let you guys see that first in this 45 seconds, and then I'm going to talk about those belts even more, because like I said, they really are cool.
I'm sorry.
How cool did those machines look? They are so cool. The belts look amazing. If you guys were, you know, for those on YouTube watching at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, you guys get to see the belts. For you guys at home or at the gym or wherever you're listening to the podcast, this, each belt is on a pedestal in the middle of the arcade cabinet. And it's a cut the string machine, you know, where you got to cut the string and you win the prize. So each machine is different. For example, you saw with Jacques how his color were of the Quebec flag with the light blue, Hulk Hogan with the classic yellow and red, Adam Copeland's with his rated R symbol, and GSP, his belt was the only one that was a different shape, as his is an octagonal type shape based off how UFC is, because they fight in an octagon, where the belts for Adam Copeland, Jacques Rougeau, and Hulk Hogan had that WWE Undisputed Championship and Universal Championship vibes. The middle of the belts were unique based off whose belt you are trying to win. It has their name in the middle of the plate, really, really nice. And they look like great belts. They don't look like they're cheaply made or anything like that. These belts look amazing. I have belts myself. So each cabinet was different. Amazing, as you guys saw. In the footage, again, thank you. That footage is from Jacques Rougeau himself. So thank you for that, Jacques. These are going to be all over. I don't know specific cities and states and countries, but we'll get more information on that when it's available. Now, one thing I know everybody has been talking about is the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight. Mike Tyson being 58. The original fight was scheduled earlier in the year, a couple months ago. However, Mike Tyson getting sick, basically almost dying, held that fight up. We had it this past Friday, and as we saw in the results, Jake Paul won the fight. Yes, if you don't know by now, he won the fight. It sucks. Yeah. Anyway, he won by decision. Tyson didn't look good, in my opinion. At least not compared to the training videos they were showing. But I'm also assuming those training videos were filmed before Tyson was hospitalized. So, there's that. Jake Paul has since been on a rampage calling out McGregor. And, you know, Jake Shields called him out. And Jake Paul literally told Jake Shields that he is more irrelevant than Nate Diaz is. So the man isn't chasing a boxing career, he's chasing clout. I mean, I think we all knew that anyway, but just to clarify. Anyway, there is footage of George Foreman at 74 years old claiming that strength and power doesn't age. And check this out.
Yeah, my dad still got it. You still got that power, Dad? Power doesn't age. Are you ready? Let me see what you got, Jack. Come on, what you got,
I'm ready for a comeback again.
Can you imagine that? George Foreman at 74 thinking he's ready for a comeback again. Now, he did have a comeback at the age of 45 and won the heavyweight championship. 74, though. I mean, I don't think he's being serious, but, I mean, Jake Paul would go after him, right? I mean, look at Jake Paul already likes elderly abuse. Anyone he's fought, except for Tom Fury, has been 39 and older, when Jake Paul right now is only 27 years old, but wants to refer to himself as a great boxer and this and that. I don't get it. I don't see it. Don't. Anyway, for those listening, George Foreman was hitting the heavy bag, and he had a good sweat going, it looked like, too. And those punches sounded like they had some power. I mean, also based on the guy holding the bag, you could kind of tell, like, it could never happen, but it's really cool to see at 74 years old that guys like George Foreman are still hitting the bag. Heck, on his 84th birthday, even Chuck Norris was boxing. So, you know, that's really cool, too. Power to them in those...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Older years. Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I, for one, am counting down the days to the Royal Rumble this year, February 1st. We are 74 days away. That also means we are 74 days away from John Cena's last Royal Rumble appearance, as he's already announced as a participant in the WWE Royal Rumble. I kind of have mixed feelings about this, and I don't know why. John Cena came in 2003, I believe, in WWE, and or no, even before, it was 2002, and he made his first Royal Rumble appearance in 03 when he was doing the Thugonomics thing. Okay, that's what it was. And I have mixed feelings about it because he's one of those wrestlers who, through the good times and the bad of WWE, led the company. He was a leader. A locker room leader, merchandise, top seller. He was the Hulk Hogan of that era in wrestling, so to speak. Though I wish he would have had one more heel run, but I digress. And I'm still trying to like catch my train of thought, to be honest with you, about this one. I'd be curious to what number he comes in the Royal Rumble. Like, how realistic are they going to make this for him? Is he coming in at number one and we're expecting him to be the long distance guy? Or are we thinking he's going to come in the middle of the pack and be one of the last remaining, like the top five? Or does he come in later, hit all his moves, key signature stuff, and then gets tossed out on a fluke by one of the heels who he ends up actually facing in one of his final matches? It'll be interesting because, like, he has teased photos. Like, he teased a photo of Cody Rhodes as Stardust wearing red, white, and blue style attire. Seemingly teasing that Cody Rhodes is going to be one of the final people he wrestles. But I love the Royal Rumble. It is my favorite pay-per-view. Although the surprise entrance in the men's Rumble have been a little eh the past few years, I'm hoping this year we get some legends, Hall of Famers, to make an appearance in the Rumble. And same with the women. The women's Royal Rumble is just as awesome. And they've really, in my opinion, have been leading and having better Rumbles as opposed to the men's Rumble. And if you're a guy and you're offended, I'm not sorry for saying that. It's true. Well, this is a good one. Dustin Rhodes, formerly known as Goldust to those who are WWE fans, recently tweeted out about a new thing that is going on in the wrestling universe. And it is this Kane universe, the Power Rangers of Kane, however you want to describe it. There's all these different variations of WWE Kane. The early years, like 1997, 1998, Ring Gear and the Mask. There is Blue Cane, who goes by Blue Pain. There was a Pink Cane, who is now Yellow Cane. For all of you Christmas enthusiasts, there is a female who goes by Candy Cane. And then there is a White Cane. You heard me right. A White Cane who goes by the name Cocaine. And there's actually more than one of these superstars, by the way, with the same name. However, the cocaine I am talking about, not the drug, the wrestler, is based out of Juggalo Championship Wrestling. You know, the rappers, the clowns, ICP, wrestled in ECW, WCW, WWF, those guys. Dustin Rhodes tweeted out his disdain for this character, as at Heartbreak Corb tweeted, "Cocaine just pulled out an eight ball." And in this particular moment, there's a photo of the wrestler Cocaine dousing himself in a white powder substance as he wrestled Soul Taker. And Dustin tweets, "This is disgustingly stupid. All involved should be ashamed, work or not." And I'm assuming he's upset with the spot, with the wrestler doing what he's doing. Which, NWA did take a lot of heat for their spot in a situation very similar a few summers back, if you recall, with James Mitchell. But then again, Dustin is a product of the WWF attitude. So I don't see why he has a problem with this. When he came from an era of wrestling where stuff like this was the norm. And you know what? Based off this photo and the next photo that's going to show, I'd almost have to say hypocrite much. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Like and subscribe to the channel. You can also go to Apple Podcast. It's Perched on the Top Rope. We are also on other platforms when it comes to podcasting, from Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. We're on every platform there is. And fans, you can also go to TikTok, Perched on the Top Rope. We are on X at Perched Top Rope, and we are on Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope also. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. Where on Instagram, in the past couple months, we went from 700 followers to over 2,100. So thank you for that. Facebook also gained over 3,000 followers in just 3 or 4 weeks. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. So remember, fans, when it comes to professional wrestling and Perched on the Top Rope, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.